This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. The old saying goes, it pays to be nice. Turns out the payoff may be better health. In our series Vital Signs, I talked about the benefits of random acts of kindness with Jacqueline Juarez, a behavioral health counselor with Parkland Hospital. Are you talking about giving an item to someone, just saying good morning, or letting someone go ahead of you in the elevator? What are we talking about?
Yeah, that
here?
Could be all of the above. It could be as simple as making eye contact and smiling. Sometimes it's just that personal, interpersonal connection. That could just be a random act of kindness. You never know what the other person's day is like. So, you know, a hello, how you doing? How's your day going? To as far as, you know, paying somebody's bill behind you at a Starbucks line, things that are just done randomly, spontaneously.
Why did someone decide to do this study?
Well, I think it was more about the trends that started when this random act of kindness phenomena began. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, Ann Herbert wrote a book about random acts of kindness as a counter to random acts of violence and senseless act of cruelty. Mm-hmm. She came up with this phrase, random acts of kindness, senseless acts of beauty. And it was really as a response to that. And it just kind of took off. And I think scientists realized there's something to this.
Mentally, what did they find?
Less mortality, reduced blood pressure, reduced stress, reduced depression. So it's really good for people that do have anxiety issues to maybe try to push themselves just a little bit to do something as random as making eye contact and a smile.
Why does it have that effect?
Well, we see that it kind of takes away this veil of solitude. And I think that there's a sense of connectedness that happens, and then possibly an open for more interpersonal connection.
Physically, what does it do for you?
So physically, we see a release of a hormone called oxytocin in people who do random acts of kindness or just are kind people. And that therein allows for lower blood pressure, better heart protection because of lower blood pressure, and less stress hormone released as well. So then we also see, you know, less inflammation, things like that.
It just relaxes a person?
It absolutely. Reduces stress and sometimes creates that, you know, bond for interconnectedness.
Has anyone studied maybe someone who does not perform random acts of kindness and maybe suggest that they try this for a day or two or a week or whatever? And
well, there's some studies that have come out that look at how do we teach kindness? How do we as a society continue to promote that? And then what happens if you don't do that? And there were some studies comparing groups, and they found that people who do not reciprocate kindness or continue to pass on random acts of kindness actually did have lower satisfaction when they were surveyed at the end of those studies.
So is it possible that for someone who does suffer from stress or anxiety, look, just go out and do something nice for somebody and see what happens? That actually works.
That actually works.
So how do you begin to teach this to someone?
So sometimes, you know, with children, you start in the very basic idea. Sometimes teachers have what they call kindness journals. Mm-hmm. So things that they note, you know, they keep an eye out for behaviors that they're noting in children that are kind, selfless. And then they remind the child. There was a study done about how to promote kindness in children. And what they found was if you recognize and remind a child that they did something kind previously, they are more likely to repeat a random act of kindness because they've been reminded that they did something well. And it's not so much the praise. It's just saying, hey, remember when you shared X, Y, and Z? And they noted, this research study found, that those children actually did more acts of kindness because of that, just being reminded that they did it.
But it's kind of in the nature of children to be receptive to that, isn't it? It's easier to teach them. Can you do that with adults?
I think you can. I think it's, again, you know, just being kind as a person, being kind to somebody. And then I think that showing that and opening that kind of vulnerability and then, you know, showing it's okay. It's safe to give that back if you want.
Jacqueline Juarez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.